Well, I want to thank you for your prayers as we just come back from Israel. Marvelous. Marvelous, marvelous, and marvelous. And we will show slides from that. We're trying to get that all together. And we're going to have a special night where we can share some of the things and what's going on there. But there's something I want to share about, which is, I think, very important. And something the Lord put on my spirit. You know, when we were over there, I want you to understand that the people of Israel love America. They love America. I'm telling you, they see Americans and they love us. And they are grateful for what America has done for them. And you know, even when President Nixon and so forth and so many presidents have sent help over to Israel. But I can tell you this, that it is a prosperous land. It is probably the safest place you can be on any earth. And it is the most richest land in the world. But there's something very important. They love America, but you mention one name. One name that you mention, and the name is Obama. And the first words out of their mouth is Arab, Muslim, danger. That's what they look at. They see him as a danger to America and a danger to Israel. And it's amazing because one of the things is I was had a discussion with my dad, the one above, and he shared with me that right now so many people are asleep and they are dreaming. They're dreamers. They're looking for a government for a free handout and not realizing the danger of the delusion and deception that they're in right now. And much of America, and it's like, you know, it's something you can't go to because it's just happening. You can't go there. It's just happening. And it's a part of the end times. It's a part of prophecy being fulfilled. Right now, so much of America is under delusion and dreaming. They are asleep, and the Lord calls them dreamers. They are dreamers of false hopes. They are dreamers of false prosperity. They're dreamers. And in this dream that they're dreaming, it's not going to come to pass. It's going to come to disaster. And that's why we must awaken and stay awake. And there's an area of endurance that we must maintain to maintain integrity. Because endurance is maintaining integrity. It's a level of integrity that we must maintain, this endurance. We must endure all the way to the end. And there are many rewards in every letter to the churches in the book of Revelation. And those letters in the churches of the book of Revelation are not for future. They're for the church when it started, which was in the day of Pentecost. But remember that there is much danger in the area of dreamers. And that's what the Lord said to me this morning. He says, let them dream on. Amen. Dream on. And there are many people that are going to approach you, and the only thing that you're going to know in your spirit is say, dream on. Because you're in a delusion, you're in a dream. And they are dreamers. They are false dreamers. But I'm telling you that God is speaking rapidly now, quickly, and in many ways. And one of the things he quickened me this morning is about dreams. Because those who are his children, he speaks to them in dreams. And we have a teaching called, I think it's called Language of the Spirit, or what's it called? Holy Spirit Language. And I encourage you to get that package. And it explains a lot of things about dreams and so forth. But there's something that the Holy Spirit quickened me this morning just to bring up. Just a simple outline so that you can begin to divide your dreams, begin to discern certain things, and begin to realize what is of God and what is not of God. But I'm sharing with you that God is speaking mightily in dreams. Would you turn to Psalm 89? In verse 11. Psalm 89, verse 11. In verse 11, would you read it with me? The heavens are yours, the earth is also yours, the world in all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabar, Hermon, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong as your right hand and high as your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. Yes. And in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. And in your favor our horn is exalted. Our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One. How did he speak to him? In a vision. And said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. Why? Because he's been anointed. The enemy cannot outwit the anointing. Nor the son of the wickedness afflict him. That's where the Bible says that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the anointing. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. Now, these promises are also for you because you are his offspring. Does everybody got it? So these are your promises also. But it says that God speaks in vision. Now, vision is picture. Does everybody got it? Vision is what? Picture. Vision is not a letter. Vision is picture. And in this picture, God can speak to you while you're awake, while you're worshiping, while you're asleep. You could be driving down the road, and all of a sudden, man, you just see it. And God can open it up at any time. So I want you to know that it says God speaks in vision, in picture. Go to Psalm 19. Psalm 19 and verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals what? Knowledge. This is knowledge that comes from the throne room of God. It's called revelation knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. In other words, it's coming out of his chamber. In other words, the bridegroom is speaking from the chambers to his bride. Has everybody got it? And how is he speaking to them? In vision, known as picture. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. And its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Hello. Every day he speaks. In our sleep he reveals knowledge. Has everybody got it? Go to Acts 2. Simple teaching. It will bring revelation. In Acts chapter 2. In verse 14, now they were all in the upper room and everybody got slam dunked in the Holy Ghost, which was the beginning of the church, the body of Christ. And the others were mocking and saying, look at these guys, man, they're all full of wine at this time of day. And Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to the men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. In other words, it's available to everyone. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall what? And they shall prophesy. And it's a part of a full prophecy, and the other part is another prophecy. But I'm not going there. I want you to understand this, that by his spirit, what we call his breath, it is the breath of God. In other words, the breath of God is going to reveal pictures. So everybody got it? So you're not going to see words. It's not just words anymore. It's not about reading words. God is speaking to us. His breath is painting pictures. While you dream, while you're awake, while you're in vision. Does everybody get this? The breath of God is painting pictures to speak to you. Because there's more information in a picture than in a word. He can reveal much more in a picture than he can in one word. But it's time that we come to the level of endurance and of integrity to maintain this level of integrity so that we can begin to see and begin to interpret, begin to declare, decree, and to be prepared for what he's given us. He's speaking to everybody. But the whole thing is we must listen. Go to Habakkuk, please. Habakkuk. It's really in there. It's right before Zephaniah and after Nahum. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. And he says, I will stand my what? I will stand my what? Watch. And set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. Oh, glory. And what I will answer when I am corrected. So in other words, he's paying attention. He's alert. He's sober. He's watching. See, so many times we're so caught up in everything that we're not paying attention. And that's a ploy of the enemy. And there's a teaching the Lord is going to give me for Tuesday. And I don't know what it is yet. But it's going to be explosive. That's all I can tell you. Because that's all I know. I'm only going to tell you what he told me. So does everybody see this? I will stand my watch. I will watch to see what he will say to me. In other words, how are you going to watch and see what somebody says? It's got to be in a picture, doesn't it? Verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on what? Tablets. That he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will what? It will speak. And will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So he says, stand, watch, be diligent, be sober, be disciplined, and write the picture down. Write the picture down, read it over, so the Holy Spirit can reveal it to you more. Is everybody okay? Because he's speaking to everybody, you know. But so many times we're so caught up in the world, so caught up in other things that we're not seeing. We just wake up and run for the flesh. We get up and run to the donuts, to the coffee, to everything else. Oh, let me have my coffee before I write down the vision. No! Write it down first because you'll forget it. The coffee will steal your vision. Numbers 12. Amongst other things, but praise God. Numbers chapter 12. Is everybody okay? Glory to God. Cheerios will definitely steal your vision. And pork will kill it, so don't worry about it. So hold off on the bacon, all right? You know, some people don't get visions because they eat too much pork. Believe me, food will interfere with your clarity. Numbers 12, verse 5. Is everybody there? Now, Miriam, Moses' sister, and Aaron were complaining to, they were complaining to all of their congregation because Moses had married an Ethiopian woman, and they didn't like it. So they were complaining. So the Lord decided to call a meeting because he heard what was Miriam was saying. In verse 5, it says, and the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle. You don't tell me their knees weren't knocking. They were doing SOS with their knees. And called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a what? Vision, and speak to him in a what? Same thing. Has everybody got it? Not with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all of my house. I speak with him face to face. Even plainly, not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Of course, then he removed Miriam for 7 days from the camp, and she had leprosy. So here's something very important. He says he makes known in visions and speaks dreams, doesn't he? But see, understand that it's now for all of us, isn't it? It's now for everybody. Now everybody, he wants to speak in dreams and visions. He wants us to know, because so many times things get confused in the area of words. But things are plain, and I can't say truly plain, but they're more absorbed in a vision. Did you ever hear the saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words? So God is speaking to us greatly right now in dreams and in visions, and we must not just ignore them. And I'm not going to say God won't speak to you face to face, because I believe he also can do that too. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 18. 1 Samuel 9, chapter 18. Would you read it with me? Then Saul drew near to Samuel. No, I want to start at verse 17. I like that. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, there he is, the man whom I spoke to you. This is the one shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, please tell me where the what? Seer's house. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. Now Samuel was a prophet. Okay. Now there are certain things that God speaks to prophets. But because we now have the spirit of prophecy within us, not that we are an office of prophet, but we still move in prophetic gifting. Is everybody okay? So what God wants us to be now is seers. He wants you to be known as a seer. And it's not that you're a prophet, but you are walking in prophetic realm so that we become seers, not dreamers. Now there's another area here, because dreamers, we talked about those who are dreamers now, are of the world. Seers are now of the spirit. And this is what he wants to bring clear to us. He wants to bring definition to us and begin to spread this apart. so that there are those who are seers and those who are dreamers. So Samuel was a seer of the Old Testament, but we must be seers in the New Testament because it's the ministry of the Spirit. And what I'm saying is the New Covenant is the ministry of the Spirit, which is the breath of God speaking to us in pictures of dreams and visions. Go to Jude 1. I guess there's only one Jude, so just go to Jude. Jude. It's a book before Revelation. Jude, verse 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these what? Dreamers, they're of the world, aren't they? Defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Now, I want you to know that even in the body of Christ, there are dreamers. Because they're full of their own agenda and not the Lord's agenda. Even though they proclaim to be at the Lord's agenda, but it's not. They are called dreamers. They cause division, they cause strife, they speak evil of dignitaries and so forth and whatever. I mean, they're just plumb deceived. They walk in delusion. I mean, think about it. If people really knew who Obama was, would they have elected him? You know why he got in office? Because of dreamers. Does everybody understand that? Many, many people did not look at the fruit. They looked at what they could get and hope that would be better country, bring a better this, bring a better that. But they could not see in the Spirit. Because they were dreamers. There was false hopes, wasn't there? False expectations. But of course, all things are going to work to the good and God's going to fulfill what he wants to do. So these dreamers of the flesh, they are of the world. Even though they're called believers. Even though they have the Spirit, they can still reject the Spirit, can't they? They can pray in tongues and still reject God. They can scheme up their own stuff and their own dreams and their own desires. Let me tell you, if you have a desire that is not of God, even the enemy can speak to you in a dream to that desire and try to prove it. Hello. Because one of the things, the worst thing that can happen to a believer is that he can be successful in the wrong assignment. Is everybody okay? But the Lord does not want us to be dreamers. He wants us to be what? Seers. Seers, so you see it all the way through. Where you can discern what is of God and what's not of God. A seer all the way through. Through the natural realm into the spirit realm. And know what is of your Father and what is not. All the other ones can dream on. Daniel 1. So when you get goofy dreams, just tell it to dream on. Daniel chapter 1. Everyone say, I'm a seer, not a dreamer. I break that off. I'm a seer, not a dreamer. Glory. Daniel chapter 1, and verse 11. Would you read it with me? Now they wanted Daniel was taken in captivity, and he had favor. And he was with the eunuchs, and the eunuchs ate certain foods there. And they wanted Daniel to eat these foods of the king. Now, the eunuchs got the king's food. Daniel said, that ain't good enough. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, something like that. please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. As you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better than and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portions of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and what? Dreams. So will food interfere? Yes. Yes. Are you listening? Food will interfere. Listen, it's amazing how people think that fasting and praying is going to move the hand of God. What fasting and praying does is you are fasting so you can see better and hear better. Why? So you can obey what he's telling you to do. Fasting doesn't move the hand of God. Fasting puts us in position to hear better and to see better. So if you're struggling for something and needing an answer, well, what do? You fast. Not to move God's hand, but so you can see and hear better. That's why if you have a good diet, you'll be one that has dreams, you'll be one that hears better, and you'll be one that sees better in the things of the Spirit. Why? Because you're going to obey, aren't you? Hello? So if you live on Twinkies all your life, the only thing you're going to see is a Twinkie. You'll be a Twinkie head. So you got to be careful in the areas. That's why even in the seven feasts of the Lord, it is required that an individual pull himself out three times a year to cleanse himself from the things of the world, from the things of the food. You know, in Israel, it's illegal to use chemicals in food. You can't. It's illegal. So it's the safest place to eat, too. And I'm telling you, the iced coffee is awesome. But you have that afterwards, okay? I never saw so many coffee shops in the desert. You know, I love it. So in this, like I said, it's illegal. You can go to any restaurant. They will close that restaurant down if they put garbage in their food. It must be all natural and pure. So you're safe to go eat places there. Even the pastries are delicious. And there's no garbage in them. Only the things that are wrapped and shipped from the other countries, they have the garbage in them. But those are in stores. But restaurants cannot. It is illegal for them to put garbage in food. So yes, food will affect your dreams and visions besides your health and everything else. Is everybody okay? Go to Daniel 5. In verse 11, and they were talking about Daniel, and it says, there is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. In other words, the breath of God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. And as much as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, explaining enigmas, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. So we see here that the Holy Spirit was in Daniel. Daniel was a seer, wasn't he? He was able to interpret dreams. He was able to interpret and discern between what dreams were false and what dreams were of God. Now, I want to share something with you, that there are dreams of the flesh and there are dreams of the spirit. Hello. But all dreams are messages of some sort. And we want dreams from the Lord. Dreams are all messages with a purpose. Now, I'm sure that some of you have had, there's a seductive and tormenting dreams. And these dreams are from demonic attack. And there's a couple of spirits I want to reveal so that you can attack them. There is a spirit of incubus, who is a male demon, and he loves to attack women while they sleep. And there's a spirit called succubus, which is a female demon who loves to attack men while they sleep. So if you're having perversion dreams, that means those spirits are involved in your life. And there may be an open door somewhere in your life while this is happening. And you need to take dominion over these spirits and cast them out. Now, of course, if you're watching pornography and stuff to that degree, you're opening every stinking demon out there. And you need to remove that and repent and get that off your websites and get the stuff out of your house and whatever. And go for deliverance. So there's a seductive demon and tormenting demons. And these tormenting demons are called demons of fear because they love to torment you while you sleep. So the two seductive spirits are incubus and succubus. And you need to take dominion over these spirits. I'm not going to go any further because we have children here. Anyways. Then there's dreams. Again, dreams are messages, aren't they? There's three other types of dreams that I want to talk about. And one is subjective dream. And that a subjective dream is a dream for you. You're in it. You're in it. It's a dream for you. It's called a subjective dream. The dream is for you. You're in it. And it's associated with you and an event. Then there's an objective dream. And an objective dream is not for you. It's for somebody else. But it may reflect with you. Now, God is not exposing somebody's dirty laundry all the time. So everybody got it. Then there's a prophetic dream. And these are dreams of the future and events that are happening. And after my visitation from the Lord, I had many, many dreams. And certain dreams I was taken even in the dream. And prophetic things were shown to me and things that manifested 10 and 15 years later. And certain dreams. And there's dreams of urgency. But there's times when you've got to know when to move on it and when not to move on it. Is everybody okay? So these are certain dreams that I just want. In other words, these are just little labeled dreams so you can begin to determine whether it's a seductive, tormenting, subjective, objective, or prophetic dream. Amen. Is everybody all right? Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. In verse 11, would you read it with me? Verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a what? A future and a what? And a hope, to give you a future and a hope. So understand that God will speak to us in dreams and visions to give us a what? Future and a hope. And I'm not saying God can't speak to you and chasing you in a dream. He can show you something of what you're doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And what's he preparing? Hope in what? A future. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. That's why the breath of God is painting a picture. Now, what to do with a dream? There's seven things I want to share quickly. Did you get it? I said quickly. Did you see the picture light up? The first thing is write it down ASAP. First thing is to write the dream down. The second thing is ask the Lord for understanding of the dream. And it doesn't mean he's going to give it to you right then and there. but you must ask for understanding. Then the third thing you're going to do is read what you wrote down. Read the dream over. And other details will come out of it. Because you've asked for understanding, right? Now, after you've written the dream down, you're going to read it over, and certain other things are going to come. Pray over specific details that you don't understand. And identify the type of dream. That's together. Pray over the details. Okay. That's number four. And number five, identify the type of dream. We'll make it simple. So we're going to have eight things, meaning new beginnings, so we're cool. Pray over details. Number five, identify the type of dream. Number six, develop symbols of meanings in your dreams. There'll be certain symbols that will constantly appear that will specifically mean something. Number seven, of course, find somebody trusted who will listen to the dream and guide you. And number eight, trust God and leave it in His hands so it's associated with His timing and not your own. And I want to close at Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Thank you. Shake yourself from the dust, arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing. You shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them wail, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who what? Speaks. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Now bringing good news and proclaiming peace will come from what? Dreams and visions. Who brings glad tidings of good things. Who what? Proclaims salvation. Who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your what? Watchmen. Your what? Watchmen shall lift up their voices. Why? Because they are seeing dreams and visions. With their voices they shall sing together. For they shall see eye to eye. When the Lord brings back Zion, break forth into joy, sing together. You waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see it, the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. For it is written, for it is spoken, and so shall it be. Let the dreamers dream on, but to let the seers go forth. And may the Lord grant you dreams and visions, revelations and impartations, that you may discern and interpret those things he speaks to you in dreams and visions, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Amen. Praise God.